The health of many Sudanese refugees and Chadians displaced by fighting is worsening, according to Giuseppe Annunziata with the Geneva-based World Health Organization.
There are problems in accessibility to some refugee camps. We are not receiving updates from some of those refugee camps. Security is hampering access from several sources. Basically, there is an agreement, that a consensus, that the situation can be considered as a crisis, as an emergency.
Over the past year, violence and fighting in Western Sudan forced hundreds of thousands of Sudanese refugees to flee into eastern Chad. 12 refugee camps line the Sudanese-Chadian border. More recent clashes between rebel and Chadian government forces have displaced nearly 70,000 Chadians, according to the UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR. The rebels seek to topple the Idriss Deby government, which they accuse of committing widespread human rights abuses. The World Health Organization has pulled out most of its international staff in eastern Chad, leaving just 3 international staff and 6 local staff in its main Abidjan office. One of its medical officers, Annunziata, says that poor living and sanitary conditions make displaced Chadians and refugees vulnerable to waterborne diseases and acute respiratory infections. Groups are still providing medical assistance in the region, including Doctors Without Borders and some UN agencies, but these organizations have significantly cut back their health services. Phuong Tran for VOA News, Dakar.
旺旺英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。